Hi, I'm Melissa Block with National Public Radio, special correspondent, former host of All Things Considered, and big fan of Alaska.
And sitting here in the KHNS studio.
Absolutely, looking out at your beautiful view, the mountains with the fog lifting off of them, and the Chilkoot River, Chilkoot Inlet, where I guess the hooligan are running.
Yes.
So perfect timing. Exciting we got time. To see some exciting feeding frenzy out on the inlet the other day with the sea lions and a whale. So that was our first introduction to Haines.
So what brought you to Haines?
So for the last few months, I've been basically getting to do what everybody salivates about the chance to do, which is to travel around the country and profile communities for a series that we're calling Our Land on NPR. Started doing it at the end of January, and this is our fifth trip. We've gone to the Mississippi Delta and the Mexico border. We were up in Michigan and throughout Kansas and Missouri and Iowa. And when I started thinking about places that just have a strong sense of place, it really just seemed like a perfect opportunity to come to Southeast Alaska. I've been to Alaska a couple times, but never to this part, and I've always wanted to come. So it was just a meshing of my reporting interests and my traveling interests in a perfect way. The whole series is about how your identity is shaped by where you're from, how place shapes who you are. And it just felt like up here in Haines that there was a really strong thread of being from here and what it means to be from here and some of the tensions that arise from that, and also just some of the incredible beauty and of course the native history here too.
So what are your thoughts on Haines after being here for a few days and doing a lot of interviews?
It's, you know, I come from a small town, not about this size, actually, a couple thousand people in upstate New York. And I'm just reminded of what it's like to be in a place where everybody knows everybody. You walk down Main Street and you're saying, you know, I hear people saying hi to each other and they know whose car is whose and who owns what store and who's having a hard time or who maybe just had a baby. I love places like that. And I love places where being there really means something to people. It's not someplace where they went because their job took them there and it's okay for a few years, but they're going to move on. I mean, people are here, and I think this is true throughout Alaska. They're here because they want to be here. A lot of people say, you know, look, I thought I'd be there for 6 months and here I am. It's 30 years later and I'm still here. But that says something, right? That says something about how this place grabs onto people and keeps them intent on living here and turning this community into something better all the time.
What do you feel like you're going to remember from maybe something that you heard here or a certain conversation you had or something you've seen that you're going to take away from Haines and remember?
Gosh, so many things. We got off the airplane flying up from Juneau, and we weren't quite sure how we were going to get into town, if we were going to call a cab, and somebody who was picking somebody up at the airport looked at us and he said, "You gals need a ride?" And then we sort of said, "Well, I guess we do." And he said, "Okay, hop in." And then he said, "How are you guys going to get around when you're here?" And we said, "Oh, I think we'll rent a car." And he said, "I have a car. Why don't you borrow my car?" I've been working for NPR for, 32 years? I've never had that happen to me anytime, anywhere. That was our introduction to Haines. And everybody's been so amazingly welcoming and happy to talk to us that I leave here with just such a great feeling and so much gratitude for everybody and how wonderful they've been.